This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it feels like vacation week for so many of you.
It does.
Happy vacation week, everybody but us.
I know.
So sad.
It is sad, isn't it?
Yes.
The roads look empty.
Yeah.
Here we sit.
Dag nabbit. Sean didn't have any money.
Sean's broke. He got robbed.
Sean, by the way, I wanted to tell you, my girlfriend Alina, somebody hacked her bank account, and it took like a month for her to get her money back into her account.
Ah!
Sorry.
I don't want to hear that story.
Sorry, that's not a good story for vacation week.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's going to come back. It's coming back.
It's going to come back. They're going to find out what's wrong today.
Yeah, you got to put that positive energy out there in the universe, man.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm going to be positive for you. It'll come back.
Thank you.
Well, that was good. That was good.
Today.
Today's your day. Woo. All right. As we mentioned, LeBron James is heading to Los Angeles to the Lakers. He signed a four-year contract with Magic Johnson's team for $154 million.
Wow.
Oh,
that's a good paycheck.
This is a good paycheck.
Yeah.
How do all these sports teams, like, do they really make all that back in merchandise and tickets and advertising?
I don't know how.
I don't either.
I don't know how.
It seems like...
Because he's not the only guy on the team. I mean, look at all these other guys they still have to pay. And that's going to be, what, $10 million, $15 million a season for those guys?
And let me tell you this. If you and I are sitting here and you're making $36 million a year, and let's say I'm making $1 million a year, I'm going to have a bad attitude. I'm not going to give you the ball.
Right. And then I'm going to go to the owner and tell him to get rid of you.
I know, right?
And get somebody in here. I saw a tweet yesterday.
That's true.
They said they already predict the next NBA champion will be the LA Lakers. It'll be LeBron James, a janitor, and three concession workers.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Because that's all it takes. Once you have LeBron, it's over.
I have to say, it is a good Hollywood move on their part. They haven't had like a Shaq or a Kobe, name like that in a long time. So it's really a great move on their part.
LA needed it.
Yeah, they totally did. So, and then we got Jokic. And we got Nikola Jokic. Some guy like that.
We re-signed him.
Oh, he's not even new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me put that over here. All right. I have plenty of audio for you this morning. I'm super excited about this. I guess Justin Timberlake is hung like a yak.
Yeah. You know, I love Justin Timberlake. I think he's so talented. But I hate this story.
Because now you're going to think of it?
Well, some people get everything.
Oh.
Right. It's not fair.
You know, the guy's so talented. He's so rich. And now this.
Guess what I've learned about this? You do have little wieners.
Well, we just know people aren't out there bragging. That's all. Like he's got.
Yeah. So this.
I wonder if he paid her to do it.
Patricia Clarkson. She was in a movie. She filmed a movie with him, and they were naked while filming. Friends with Benefits. And here's what she had to say.
Patricia, who had the biggest chance of being your Friends with Benefits on the set of Friends with Benefits?
Hands down, Justin Timberlake.
Right. Of course.
Because if we want to talk about big.
Wow.
I love that.
Sorry, Justin. Oh, God.
Is Justin endowed well?
He is a gorgeous man.
Wow, he's gifted below the waist.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
We will not put another Justin Timberlake song on this radio station, or at least in our show. You know what? I got to stay away from this guy.
I'm bringing wieners back. Woo! Oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sexy.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah, so, man, I'm going to think about that every time I hear a song.
Yeah.
Ah!
So will I.
Hey, is Mexico still in the World Cup?
Absolutely. They're playing today.
Are they playing today?
In fact, it starts in about an hour and 10 minutes. The world's waiting.
Okay, because I remember when I went to the Mexican restaurant, like, last week, and my friend Jose... I know that sounds like I'm stereotyping. That's really his name. Anyway, he was sad because they had lost. But then I guess somebody else lost, and then they got to keep going or something?
Yeah, you get to play through until you get to the 16 round, which this is. So if they lose today, they're out.
I gotcha. So, and then everybody gets a sandwich or something from somebody? No, a beer.
A beer?
Did you see that?
No.
I think it was Bud Light. Bud Light says if Mexico wins, everybody gets a beer.
Really?
I think they... Let me look that up.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to flip the game on here in a few, though.
We're going to watch it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to watch.
Okay. Who are they playing?
Brazil.
That's going to be a good game.
Brazil.
Now I do want to watch it because that is going to be a good game.
Right, and you've got four teams playing today. I'm looking at the teams right now, and I think I'm going to pull for... I go by food. Brazil, I kind of like their beef, but it's not my favorite. Mexico, I love Mexico. I love tacos.
Yeah.
Belgium, I'm not big on waffles. Japan, I love sushi. I'll probably pull for Japan today.
Wow, that's a good way. That's a fun little game that you've just played with yourself and stuff. Yeah,
it's
pretty fun. By the way, thank you, Sean. Bud Light offering Californians, not us, free beer if Mexico beats Brazil in the World Cup game. I guess that everybody gets a beer.
I don't think Mexico's going to win, though.
Oh, no.
I think Mexico is going to lose today to Brazil.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want Mexico.
Well, why are you pulling for Mexico?
Just because they're the underdog.
And they're on our continent. They're part of us.
Yeah.
We share a land.
There's a whole thing with a wall, Sean. There's a thing with a...
Yeah.
There's kind of an issue going on.
Well, but the reason I don't is... Gosh. No. You're missing the point.
It's nay on the Mexico.
When the U.S. is in the World Cup or playing, Mexico's our biggest enemy. That's like Denver playing the Raiders.
I still want them to win, though. I do, because I feel like they're the underdog. I think it'd be exciting if they won.
Go Brazil.
Wow.
Go Brazil.
Bastard. Hey, you know who else loves Mexico is Oprah, and I have a clip to prove it. Here it is.
Congratulations to all the countries playing in the World Cup. We love it. We love all the countries, but we especially love
Mexico!
Yay! For Brazil and Mexico, Mexico!
Yeah, me and Ope. I like this.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are on the same team.
Me and Ope. So what happened over the weekend with Donald Trump and some prank call? What happened? I don't even know.
Some comedian.
Stuttering John.
He claimed he was somebody that was high up and got through on Air Force One.
How did he know the phone number?
I don't know. Well, you get dispatched through.
Oh.
I guess he called the White House first.
He called like zero and asked for the White House and then they just plugged him through?
Huh. Oh, yeah. Some lady at a switchboard.
What is this, Sean? What is this audio of?
That is the audio of him being connected and getting in touch with Donald Trump.
Oh, the real thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Yes, this is Evan Menendez. Is the president available? Yep. One moment, sir. I'll connect your call. Sir, your call is connected. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Congratulations on everything. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Great job. You went through a tough, tough situation, and I don't think a very fair situation, but congratulations.
Congratulations. You got through.
So I guess now the Secret Service is investigating this guy.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That seems like such a security breach.
Somebody got fired.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Somebody got fired. Yeah.
People are mad at you.
For what?
For not loving Mexico.
It's not that I don't love Mexico. Mexico's fine.
I'm just saying.
It's just today I'm going to pick Brazil.
I'm just saying.
I think Brazil's going to win.
The people are against you this morning. They love the Mexico.
Boy. What's
the fighting what? The fighting Mexicans? What's their names?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if you have names.
Yeah, they all have names.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like the Brazilian...
Waxes.
Waxers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's their name? Idea. Mexico National Football
National
Team.
Football team
I don't think you have names.
I thought they had a thing. Oh, man.
I've never heard them.
Really?
Like the USA. I don't think they're called the USA, Patriots.
I feel like they all have, like, some weird name.
Yeah, they should. Like a mascot.
Yeah.
Something.
Huh. Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, so going back to that guy, he's in a lot of trouble, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I have good news about Heather Locklear. She's going in for long-term treatment, as she should.
Yes.
This is fantastic news. Heather Locklear is getting treatment for mental issues after her latest arrest and hospitalization. The Melrose Place star was hospitalized last Monday when she was released from jail after being arrested for attacking a cop and an EMT. They responded to her home for a domestic disturbance. Remember, she also choked her mom. And I think your quote was, you got to be really drunk to choke your mom.
Yeah.
Which was something that stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, you do, don't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got to be just wasted, right? Yeah. And this probably is saving her life. For now, anyway.
For sure. She is now getting long-term treatment for all her issues. And she has a lot of them.
Yeah.
She's going to be there for a while.
I just don't understand. She's kicked cops. She choked her mom, beat up her husband. She's done everything. And how she's out of jail, I don't get it.
Especially the cops incident.
Yeah, and it's happened
twice. Assaulting
him,
yeah.
And a paramedic.
Maybe they just feel sorry for her. Maybe she's just so jacked up and mentally ill that... It's like a homeless guy, you know, he takes a swipe at a cop.
But
like,
I saw a report, and I don't even know what it was, some lady somewhere that attacked a cop on Friday, and she got thrown in the slammer. They said she's looking at least 2 or 3 years in prison. And I'm thinking, Heather Locklear, she did it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. Better lawyers, I guess, BJ.
Yeah, it's called money.
Maybe that, too. By the way, somebody's now threatening us. This is not okay. This is not okay.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how the reviews on Facebook?
Right.
Everybody's been giving us 5s because that little group of women that hated me, they brought us down. And then everybody, we all organized and they've been bringing us up.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, if you don't vote for Mexico, I'm not giving you a 5-star show review on Facebook.
We've been begging for 5 stars to get that rating back up. But look, listen, we're all just, it's a sport, okay? 2 out of 3 people on this show. 2 out of 3 are pulling for Mexico. That ought to make you happy. That's worth 5 stars.
That is true. The majority here is for Mexico. Viva Mexico. Is that what you say? What does Viva mean?
Viva. Let's go.
What is Viva? Viva? Viva?
Hooray.
Oh, I bet it might be a hooray. Yep.
I'm going to go with let's go. Go, team, go.
Hold on. We got it. Listen to this. Listen.
No,
you ready?
No, you're too
what?
Bad.
What?
I'm not ready.
Now you are. Here we go.
I'm
ready?
So
stand by. This could be awesome, DJ. You're going to love it. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find the right language.
Okay, here we go. Go. Push it.
I did.
Push it again.
Viva. Live.
Oh, live or live?
Live. Or live.
It says live.
That's weird. Live? That doesn't even make sense.
Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico.
This report was going pretty decent today.
Live.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. When Viva is by itself, it's just live. But if you put Viva with Mexico, it translates just... Viva Mexico.
Wow, that is fancy. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Live. That's weird. Did you know that?
No.
I love how this show really teaches.
Yeah.
That was a teaching moment.
Things were going so well.
They really were.
They were on a roll.
This is not my fault. I asked Sean to... Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake and his wiener.
It was a great...
World Cup.
Jokic.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good, but now it's over. There you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.